Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. BusinessAdvance.com is the website. And you guys got a pretty darn cool program going that I have joined you on, and we've talked about on the show before. Tell us about it.
Yes, that's Growth Igniters Radio.
There you go.
GrowthIgnitersRadio.com is how you can find it.
So check it out, folks. It's pretty cool. And you've had a couple of our Brain Trust members on, Tim Berry and Sabrina Parsons, Tim's daughter, on Palo Alto. You've interviewed them, haven't you?
Yes. In fact, you can find that right on GrowthIgnitersRadio.com. But episodes 16 and 17, we were talking with them, and the we is my business partner and husband, Scott Harper, and I. We're talking with Tim first about how he grew Palo Alto mm-hmm. Software, and Sabrina, of course, taking it on as CEO since 2007. And what's interesting, you know, we were talking before the break about measuring,
mm-hmm.
you know, measure what matters. And I'll tell you, these people really are products of their product.
No question. Well, Tim, you know, he drinks his own Kool-Aid. I mean, you know, he's the world's guru of business planning. And the galactic guru, I usually say, but he runs his business the way he proposes that you do it with their products.
That's right. And measurement and looking to how do you decide if you're on plan? How are you going to get through the tough times? Sabrina, in her episode, was talking about a really tough time that everybody was having. You know, think about back in 2008.
Yeah, don't want to think about it.
You don't want to think about it. But she talks about how by the way in which they were using their own product,
right.
They were able to get through the
yep.
storm.
Yep.
And they didn't have to lay anybody off. I mean, it was just amazing what
mm-hmm.
they were able to do, and of course they continued to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how does measurement work in
well,
this?
Well, measuring, I think, is very important. Obviously, you don't know if you're on a target unless you're measuring.
Right.
But the thing is, you have to measure what matters. And one of the challenges is when somebody is measuring everything. I've mm-hmm. run into these companies, oh, we're measuring this and measuring that. But don't be surprised if you're trying to build a culture, for example, going back to the beginning, where you value the customer, highly customized service, and at the same time you're measuring how quickly somebody gets off the phone. What are they going to actually
mm-hmm.
do? What are people going to do getting back to engagement? They're going to be engaged in how quickly they get off the phone.
That's right.
So the measurements
make
have
sure
to
your
be
measurements
relevant.
Make sure your measurements aren't at cross purposes with your business model.
That's right, or your culture,
mm-hmm.
Or what you're trying to accomplish. So linking everything in a way where you can say, if our employees are actually doing X, for instance, staying on and making sure that a customer truly has their answer, and they're not going to come back again and again
right.
and again with the same problem, it's going to take longer, but that is in line with our culture, our value, our business model, our proposition, everything, and that's how we are going to stay ahead and not be disrupted by competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, yeah.
measuring is so important and getting
well, I balance. Like what you said about measure what matters, because so many companies especially if and I'm thinking a lot about big companies where the people who touch customers are so far who are measuring what they think matters, they're so far removed from the customer and the employee who touches the customer that they're measuring things, they're demanding certain performance of their company, but they're measuring what it may matter to them, but it doesn't matter to the wellspring of their business, which is from the customer.
Well, that's right. But I see it in small companies, too.
I agree with you. I do, too.
It's very important to be very clear with everybody. And that's not a given, incidentally, Jim, that everybody knows what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that everybody understands what is the highest value, especially as it relates to what we're all about, and making sure that those measurements actually pertain to that in every function.
You got to ask the question, who's the most important person in our organization that we're around every day, and what is the most important thing we want them to do for us?
That's right, and how will we know that we achieved it?
Mm-hmm.
What
exactly.
would be happening?
Exactly. Pam, I need the website one more time.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
Yeah, that's how, and that's on once a week, right?
Every Wednesday we have a new episode.
But then we can see the podcast, listen to the podcast after that too, right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks, Pam, for being here. Good
thanks
job.
Thanks again.
And congratulations on Business Igniters. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
See you next time. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.